At Congregation Beth Adam, we require our students to help conduct the Shabbat service on the day of their bar or bat mitzvah. A portion of the service that the student leads includes a series of ethical quotes found in Jewish texts. One of those quotes, "Do not judge another until you've been in his or her place," resonates not only within Judaism, but other cultures as well. Some learned it as, "Don't judge another until you've walked in his or her shoes." While I've always appreciated that quote, I developed a new appreciation for it during a conversation I had with my friend Rob Richardson about being black in America. You can listen to our conversation by going to bethadam.org, our congregational website. Look for the heading Learning and go to the drop-down menu that reads Racism in America. I urge you to listen to our conversation. Rob's reflections and thoughts are impactful. What struck me and got me thinking more about that quote, "Don't judge another until you've been in his or her place," was when Rob related what his dad taught him and then what Rob had to teach his son about driving. When I learned to drive, my dad talked to me about safety, not drinking and driving, following the rules. And I, in turn, taught that to my son. But Rob's dad and Rob teaching his son, they had very different conversations. It was what to do if you were stopped by a police officer. Rob said to his son, "Do everything you can not to die." Hearing Rob saying that, following the murder of George Floyd, hit home for me. Oh, I knew it was more common for African Americans to be pulled over by police in certain neighborhoods. I've witnessed it with my own eyes. But that fear a black parent must have when they send their kid out for an evening, worried that an encounter with the police could end with the child's death, must be overwhelming. Being white, that's a feeling or a thought I never had. I taught my kids when they were little, if they had a problem or got separated from me, go find a police officer. Police officers are your friends. Rob's word made clear to me that being black in America is a staggeringly different experience than being white. It's as if we're living in two different countries. What's remarkable and heartening is that since the murder of George Floyd, so many people have come to recognize this reality and know that it needs to change. Thus, for weeks now, we've seen people of all colors and backgrounds marching in the streets across America and in different countries, demanding justice and equality while chanting, "Black Lives Matter." More and more, people are coming to recognize, after seeing that video of a police officer kneeling on Floyd's neck for more than 8 minutes, literally killing him before our very eyes while other officers did nothing, shocked us from our complacency, forced us to see what the African-American community and our nation faces on a daily basis. I have to say, I found Kareem Abdul-Jabbar's recent words on this particularly meaningful. He wrote, "Racism in America is like dust in the air. It seems invisible, even if you're choking on it, until you let the sun in. Then you see it's everywhere. As long as we keep shining that light, we have a chance of cleaning it wherever it lands." We, all of us, need to be sure we keep letting the light in and that we in turn work to clean it up. It's all of our responsibility, for the dust of racism lands on everyone, even on us. I'm Rabbi Robert Barr of Congregation Beth Adam and our Jewish community. And as always, thanks for listening.